My name is Nasra Nazir. Today's date is 10th of August 2021. We have interviewed Mrs. Patti for Women in Work project. She has given an interview in her first language, Urdu, which I'm going to translate into English language. First of all, we have explained to her about the project. There is a project called Women Work Project, where we are speaking with the ladies who have worked between 1950s to 1980s, ladies who have moved into this area and involved in the community work or has done any kind of jobs in this area. So we are asking about their experience, and we will ask a question relating to their employment. Interview started with, first of all, we have asked the first question: please, can you tell me your name and date of birth? Mrs. Bhatti started with, my name is Rukaiya Akhtar Bhatti. Second question we have asked, when did you come to this country? Oh, in Accrington. Mrs. Bhatti said, I came in 1967 and lived in different town for 3-4 years. Then I have moved into Accrington town in 1970, and since that I am living in Accrington. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti about her date of birth. Mrs. Bhatti said, my date of birth is 1st of January 1937 and I was born in Karachi in Pakistan. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti to tell us about her childhood, where she grown up, what was her circumstances, who was in her family, or tell us a little bit about your family circumstances, where she had her first education. My dad used to work in railway, Karachi. He was working in railway in Karachi. Then he had a transfer from Karachi to Lahore. So we moved from Karachi to Lahore. In 1947, my grandma has died. So we went to see my grandma when the Pakistan and India became two separate countries. And we have seen those time, difficult time as well. When we came back from there, we started living in a city called Lala Musa in Pakistan, where I had my secondary education and I have completed my matric qualification, which is not equivalent to GCSE in here, but near to GCSE. When I completed my matric qualification in there, then there was no high school in that town. There was a high school in next town, in different town. So then when I get an admission in that town, because I never used to leave my house, so I started crying. I used to miss my mother and mom and dad and my brother and sister. So then my dad get a transfer from Lala Musa to Gujarat in that town for me, for my education. So when I got an admission in high school in other town, I used to get a train in the morning, and it used to take around 20 to 25 minutes to get into college. So my dad used to give me an advice: when you are in a train, just lock the door inside and don't open until you get on your station. And at that time, it was only me who started to go to college. At that time, boys used to go to college, but girls did not get permission to go to the college. So it was only me I was the first one to go into the college for high education. So I completed my FA qualification from there. She also said that we were around 9 and 10 ladies together who have completed the matric qualification, and then I started going to the college for FA qualification. When I used to get train in the morning, she has shared memory that she has experienced one incident where they have found a body on the road, ladies' body, and she get very scared. So she has explained and told her dad. So they have got transferred into another town where was the college. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti when she go college. Was there a lot of girls as well who used to go to college, or it was only her? So she said that yes, there was a lot of other ladies in that town who used to go college at that time. So there was quite a lot of ladies were attending college as well with me. And then when I completed my FA from college, I have studied BA qualification from a privately. So I studied at home and completed my BA with a private education. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti about her job when she moved into this country, in here in this town. What did she do? Did she go for a job? Whether there was another ladies who was working, or did they used to go to college? She told us about her employment, that when I came in here in Accrington, there wasn't a lot of ladies who was working at that time, but I have worked as well, and I have worked in a factories. My husband was already married, and he had another 3 children from her first wife, and I used to get a lot of problem at home. So I started, I thought I may started working. So I have applied for a job in a factory, and I completed a form, and they said you can come tomorrow for a job. So she said that you can come tomorrow. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti, where was that factory? Can she remember the address? Mrs. Bhatti said that was a prestige factory where they used to make a pressure cooker. So I used to put a handle to the pressure cooker. I used to do that. It was my job role to put a handle on the pressure cooker. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti if she can remember where was the prestige factory. Was it in Accrington? She couldn't really remember where it was, but she said yes, it was in Accrington. And she worked there. She said there wasn't any Asian ladies who were working in the factory. There was the English ladies who worked there. So I was the probably one, just the Asian lady who worked there. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti about how long she has worked in that prestige factory. I have worked in prestige factory for around 1 year, and then I finished there, and then I worked in another factory as well. In other factory, I have worked around 3 years in that factory. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti about her wage. If she can remember how much was her first wage, Mrs. Bhatti said, I cannot really remember how much was my wage at that time. Cannot really remember. I worked there around 3 years, then I stopped working from in that factory. Then I started teaching children Urdu language and Quran Pak from home. So I started working from home teaching children Quran Pak and Urdu language. So when I started teaching children from home, I had a quite good number of children and girls who started coming to me for learning Quran Pak and Urdu language. So one lady have found out, English lady, that I am educated and I teach children Urdu and Quran Pak. So she come to me one day at my house and said, I'm starting English classes, and the lady doesn't come and learn English. So if you cooperate with me, so you can ask the ladies to come and learn English. So I started asking children that I will teach you Urdu and Quran Pak when your mom or sister will come also and learn English. So it was a quite hard work, and I struggled a lot at the start because ladies does not like to come out and learn English. So I used to go and do a lot of outreach work. We used to go to people's houses and ask the ladies to come and learn English. So it was difficult. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti about if she knows why ladies didn't want to come out and learn English. So she said, I think it was like a kind of new thing for them, and it was a like new step for them to come out and learn English. So that's why they were a little bit hesitant as well. So I have done a lot of outreach work and used to go to people's houses and convince them to come out and learn English. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti, where was the classes happening, where they used to go and attend the classes. Mrs. Bhatti said they used to go to, there was a hall in Charter Street where they used to go and attend the classes. It was in Charter Street. She also said that my children used to help me a lot. They used to prepare me like a lesson in English, which I used to deliver, and they used to make me a model and lesson plan, and I used to deliver to the ladies. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti if she can remember how many ladies used to attend her class. She said, I think it was around 5-6 ladies who started joining English classes. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti, what did she do after that, when after the English classes. She said then there was a rule came out that all the nurseries should have one bilingual staff, and then I found out there is a job in nursery, Spring Hill Nursery. So I applied for a job and I've got this job. So I started working there as a bilingual assistant job. So next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti, how did she find that job? Did she find out that people are very friendly? Has she faced any problem or any difficulties working there? So she said, I have worked in a nursery as a bilingual staff. And head teacher was very nice. So after a couple of years, when that head teacher has retired and new head teacher came, I had a little bit problem with the new head teacher, because she used to go, why you don't go and work in other school? So she brings some changes into nursery. So she wasn't very happy with me. And then I have started working in other school as well. So I think after that there was law came into place that every school and nursery should have a bilingual staff, one bilingual staff. And I'm telling this before this law came, I would just work there as a bilingual staff. But when it came into law that every school should have one bilingual staff, then they said to me that if you want to come back into our school, so that, and then I said no, I will just work in here in Spring Hill. I will just stay in here now. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti that how long did she work in a school and nursery total, how many years she has worked. She said, I have around 10 or 12 years, I have around that 10 to 12 years I worked in schools and nurseries as a bilingual staff. And also it was a part-time job, so I worked there for 12, 13 years, but it was a part-time job. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Bhatti that at that time whether any ladies have started doing any job. So Mrs. Bhatti said, no, it was only me who was working at that time. Ladies used to say me, because you know English little bit and you know English language, that's why you have got the job. We don't know English language, so we are finding it difficult to get into employment, and you know the language, that's why you have got the job. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Batti about when she finished working in school and college after 12, 13 years. What did she do? Have she been involved in any community work? Mrs. Batti said, yes, I have done a lot of community work. There was a one lady who used to work in a railway as well, and there was a one lady who was a social worker. So if our ladies who had a language difficulties have any problem like divorce, and kind of problem like these, I used to go with them as an interpreter and translating for them.
Personal support.
Next question have been asked to Mrs. Batti about that. She has helped a lot of ladies, and she was providing a lot of personal support to ladies. She used to go, she said, I used to go with the ladies for all kind of appointments and for translating. So has she received any training, or has she just used her personal experience and deliver a community support to ladies? She said, yes, I have done two courses. I had two trainings at that time. She said, yes, I had two trainings. One is like RSA or something in Chorley. There was one of my friend, she helped me as well, and she used to pick me up and drop me as well. So she helped me a lot with to get this training. If she wouldn't help me, I wouldn't do this work. If she wouldn't help me, I wouldn't be able to do any community work. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Batti about that. She had worked a lot. She has done a community work. She has worked in a school. She has worked with a lot of different people. So what she thinks overall, how did she find at that time? Was it difficult? Was it hard? Or she find it interesting to do the work? How did she find? She said, I really enjoyed working in a community and working in school. There were nice people as well. When I used to work with the ladies, they used to respect me, and because I helped them as well a lot, I provided them a lot of help and support as well. They used to respect me, so I really enjoyed working with different people. And also, I helped ladies. At that time, we did not have phone facilities, so we used to write letters to our family members in Pakistan. So ladies and families who lived in here, they used to come to me for writing a letter in Urdu. So I used to help them to write a letter to their families in Pakistan, because they were not able to read and write in here, even in their own language, in their own mother tongue, they weren't able to write. So I used to help them to write letters as well. I used to go with the ladies to hospital as well for translating. And I had a quite nice time, and I had a quite good memories as well, a nice time with the ladies, with community, and I enjoyed living here in this community. Next question have been asked to Mrs. Batti about her husband. Has her husband supported her when she was working? Did he like Mrs. Batti to work outside? So she said no, my husband not really liked me working outside. He wanted me to stay at home, because he was village from in Pakistan. He was from village, so he didn't like me working in here outside. And I don't know really what really problem he had, but he didn't like me working, or he didn't like me earning any money. And once even I bought a house in £600 with the other lady who lived in community called Mrs. Farooq. So with her, so we started, because I used to get a lot of children who come to me, little girl and children who used to come to me to learn Urdu and Quran Park. So I bought a house and I started teaching children from that house. So I think one man came to me and they gave me a £600 and they said, you need to stop teaching Quran Park and Urdu language to children. But I really don't know what problem he had, but he didn't really like me working outside. Yes, he had a different thoughts to me, so yeah, he didn't really like. interview has finished in here, and we have appreciated that Mrs. Butti have shared her memories and experience with us. She has worked a lot in this community. She has worked in a school, she has worked in a factory, then she had lots of experience. She has provided a lot of help and support to ladies in here in this community. So thank you, Mrs. Butti, for her time and sharing her memories with us. Thank you.